This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Africa's Department of Social Development has announced the successful resolution of the long-standing backlog in foster care orders, a major challenge in the South African protection system. By implementing a foster care monitoring tool and other initiatives, the department's enhanced the management of foster care, ensuring appropriate placements and timely renewal orders. Now, to speak to us more about this, we're joined on the line by Acting Deputy Director General of Corporate Support Services at the National Department of Social Development. That's Lumka Olifant. Lumka, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning to you and good morning to the Channel Africa listeners.
Tell us more about how this foster care monitoring tool works and how it contributed to resolving the backlog in foster care orders.
Maybe we need to just go back a few years ago. We had quite a backlog on the foster care orders that were to lapse, such that the court, was really looking at how we were dealing with this matter. For some time, they had to, order, that the foster care orders must not lapse, up until they then said that we must find a permanent legal solution. Therefore, the permanent legal solution had to be one on the legislation side and second other on how we are going to make sure that we are able to see when these orders were about to lapse. So we then had to make sure that we deal with the amending of the Social Assistance Act, whereby we were making sure that we have other things that children can be able to receive in terms of the social assistance side. But on the technology side, we then had to make sure that we have a tool that where minister at any time can be able to look at which foster care orders are about to lapse. Now, then the department then developed this tool so that we can be able to monitor, we can be able to say when orders about to lapse, so that heads of departments can make sure that they deal with these orders that are about to lapse. We're talking with the Department of Justice and Correctional Services. You must remember that foster care has to be placed from the justice side. Therefore, we had to strengthen as well our relationship with other sister departments. And I'm happy to say as well that this tool, while it was started inside by the department's IMST, also we've been working very closely with the Integrated Justice System, which is a sister organization on the other side that is being that is dispatched to the Department of Social Development by the Department of Justice to make sure that they digitize all of our systems. So this week we were in Cape Town, where we were reviewing and seeing how technology is assisting in the delivery of services making sure that there's no duplication of systems, and how as well we can be able to interface with other departments. Remember, social development, we are not concerned about numbers. We must be concerned about the entire human being. When I say that, I mean that if a child is fostered, we must be able to know what type of family that child is in, how are they doing, are they still at school, when they are sick, all of those. So now we are starting as well to interface with all the departments and government so that we can have data that can be able to make sure that we deliver services timeously and also fight corruption in the system. Maybe on another matter that may be also interesting to your listeners is that we have the Child Protection Register, where we check children who are, we check people who are unsuitable to work with children. This technology now, the technologies that we have from the IJS, is also telling us now that because South Africans are starting to be aware that they have these obligations, now we are also starting to see other neighboring countries, other nationals from neighboring countries who are being asked by if whether they are now appearing in the Child Protection Register. As you know, that we have nationals from Zimbabwe, from Botswana, from Mozambique, from all these areas. This technology is also starting to also give us that now idea and data so that as we are talking with our neighboring countries on protection and measures for children, now we have this information that says we must also try and see what are we going to do as a country when we get these inquiries from South Africans who want to know if their nationals are appearing on the Child Protection Register. So it's a myriad of programs and tools that have been given to us for better data and also for us to just to be able to protect South Africa's children and also to be able to talk about what the South African needs from social development.
And Lunka, were there any challenges, you came about or that you encountered in managing this backlog, and how did you overcome them whilst you were, you know, coming up with this tool and so forth?
Remember, foster care, as I said, is orders are done at the Department of Justice. So it meant that when orders were not lapsing, it meant that we were not able to give the foster care grant to the children. If you recall, the issue of foster care also comes with that that support of social assistance. Hence, I was saying in the beginning that the permanent legal solution was in two pronged. One, we needed to change legislation, which is the Social Assistance Act, where grants are concerned. And now, on the other side, we had to make sure that we have a tool that's going to give us clear indication when orders are going to lapse. So we had a lot of children who were not getting out of the foster care system because the orders, were not lapsing.
Are there any additional steps that the department is planning to implement to further strengthen the child protection system here in South Africa?
Said it looks like we are on the right track. The child protection system as it is in South Africa, we are seeing that it is working. When I talk about a system, I'm talking about all the services that we give to children, your education, your South Africa. In South Africa, we can tell you every day where our children are. We are able to see as well where are the gaps where children are not getting the services. We are seeing that children are abused when they are in their communities, when they are at home. Children have problems once they step out of the government environment. Therefore, what are the things that we need to give to children to make sure that as they step up of the hands of government, what is it that what happens to them? So what I mean about this is that when a child wakes up in the morning, the child wakes up from a government house that has water, that has electricity. When they have eaten, when they move out to go to school, there must be a transport that takes the child to school so that they are safe. From the transport, they go to school. And when they are in school, they must also be protected. They must be able to eat. When they step out of school, what happens in their communities? So these are the things that we are strengthening. And also, also the documentation of children. We want to be able to know the documentation of children, the right documentation of children, so that we can be able to follow. So we are also saying as a department, you know, when we are interfacing with other departments, it means that we have a lot of children, for instance, who have no fathers at SASSA, but we want to make sure that we interface with the Department of Justice to see why are there more fathers at the maintenance court, and people are saying that they do not have their children have no fathers, but when they go to SASSA, these children when they go to justice, they have fathers. When they go to SASSA, they don't have fathers. So we are trying to make sure that we tighten even the fiscus. We must be able to go through all the databases of government and be able to tell you about each and every child. Again, when a teenager is pregnant and is confirmed at the Department of Health, we as social development must be able to see if that child is at school, who had, was that a statutory rape, or are teenagers having sex with other teenagers? We must be able to see if that child gets a grant. We must be able to see what type of a home, because we are also connected to human settlements, so that we can be able to see if this child of these parents have also received a house from government. So as we are interfacing, now we are able to see the South African child, where she comes from, who the parents are, what are the issues that they need. Remember as well, the Minister of Basic Education, every year, she says to us, she is seeing that boys are not making it to matric, yet girls at some point in their education, they drop out, but they pick up again later in grade 10, I think, she used to say. So we must also start to know, why is it that our children not making it grade 12? Are they dead? Where are they? Are they in prison? What's going on? You know, so as we interface, we are now going to be able to better tell you the story of the South African child and the story of the South African family through the Department of Social Development with the assistance of the integrated justice system.
All right, Lumka, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
Lumka Olifant is the Acting Deputy Director General of Corporate Support Systems at the South African Department of Social Development.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.